American Family News, I'm Steve. A surge of migrants and asylum seekers is arriving at the U.S. southern border. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter warns the Biden administration is putting America's national security at risk by not stopping these migrants.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse, it is in shambles. And all the Border Patrol agents tell us the same thing. Keep, build the wall. Keep Title 42. Keep remain in Mexico.
A deadly start to the holiday weekend in Chicago. Jeff Manasso has the story.
Chicago police say 5 people leaving a downtown business in the early Friday morning hours got into a dispute with a man who pulled a gun and began shooting, hitting all 5 men, killing 2 of them.
A terrible start to a weekend that's notoriously violent and hopefully not a microcosm of what is to come.
Residents in the area like this man, frustrated the city can't take control in downtown Chicago. That's seen a rise in violence, including a recent shooting that left 2 people dead and 7 injured outside a fast food restaurant, and a fatal shooting at Millennium Park that killed a teen. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New Jersey pro-lifers have an uphill battle against the governor's latest bill to promote abortion. Charlie Butts explains.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and officials with Planned Parenthood wrote the latest bill, according to Marie Tacey of New Jersey Right to Life.
He's seeking to allow people from other states that have life protective laws to come here to New Jersey to have abortions and to obviously let them be able to countersue and to really harbor people like sex traffickers and sexual predators and abortionists who have harmed women.
The state would not allow an abortionist who moves to New Jersey from a state where he or she has committed a crime and be extradited back to the state where the offense occurred. There's more.
The main bill would mandate abortions in all health insurance plans with no copays, no deductibles, no coinsurance. In addition, it would put forth a reproductive access fund that would set aside $20 million. $10 million of it would pay for abortions for uninsured and people who come into the state for free abortions.
But of course, they are not free abortions because the taxpayers of New Jersey would have to foot the bill. I'm Charlie Butts.
Our flight on American was delayed because of crew, so we're going to miss our connection.
It's the 4th of July weekend, which means an increase in travelers at the airports. But Brooke Zahner with Fox TV affiliate WAJA in Atlanta reports the airlines are having problems keeping up with the demand.
It's been very chaotic. It's been frustrating for travelers. Very busy airport all the time, but these holidays, since Memorial Day, it's been very chaotic. Hartsfield-Jackson, the airport, expecting about 1.7 million people to travel to, from, and through Atlanta through next Tuesday. Just yesterday, here in Atlanta, more than 400 Delta pilots who were off duty at the time, they picketed here at the airport demanding better work conditions. Delta has also warned customers to expect operational challenges this weekend. The airline is offering travel waivers, we know now, through July 4th.
FlightAware is recording over 200 U.S. flights canceled and over 800 flights delayed today. The 4th of July weekend is upon us, and while many of us humans enjoy a celebratory fireworks show, the noises and lights could be anxiety-inducing for pets. Gianna Gelosi with more.
The loud booms of fireworks can cause furry friends to panic and run off. The American Kennel Club says more animals go missing on July 4th and 5th than any other day of the year. So here's some safety tips from the experts. PETA stresses never bringing your animals to a fireworks display. They say to keep your pet inside and put on music or the TV to drown out the noise and give them a place to hide. Make sure your pets are wearing an ID tag with their contact information and double check that their microchips are up to date. And you can always talk to your vet about a calming aid. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
American Family News is available online at AFN.net. And download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.